This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
On Joy.
Everyone in Melbourne has heard of our next guest. He has stuck up for so many people over the years, the poor, the hungry, the homeless, and so many more. But now he needs our help to keep the lights on at his foundation. We are very pleased to welcome on the phone Father Bob Maguire. Thank you for your time and welcome to Joy.
Thank you, Tom and Mike. Can you hear me?
We can hear you very well there, Father Bob.
Look, thank God.
Today is a big day and you're trying to push to raise $200,000 to go towards the Father Bob's Foundation. What's happening there? We're needing some money for the lights? The government not handing any over?
No, I mean, we have to fund ourselves because we're not relying on church or state or nobody. We have to get the job done. See, we daren't stop because we haven't got the money. We've got to keep going because the people who rely on us expect us to be efficient as well as effective. So, I mean, I decided I better put my mouth to work and I can talk, as you know.
Yes.
And try to simply ask the public. The public is our last and first resort because they know, I think, over 40 years that we've looked after people, not only with accommodation and with food from our vans, but also we look after them with respect, which we insist is one of the most important commodities for us to dish out. Respect.
Definitely, Father Bob, and that's why we love you here in Melbourne, because no matter where you were, you respected and never said no to anybody.
We daren't say no to anybody, you see. But I mean, without turning religious, that thing about, see, as often as you did it, the least of my brethren, you did it to me, that keeps me going as a religious person as well.
Yeah.
Because I daren't ignore the plight of the poor, because according to my religious upbringing, if I do that, I'm ignoring the X factor, the God. Anyway, be that as it may, we don't want to get deep and meaningful.
No.
The thing is, we've got to build a community that's built on concern and compassion. And, I'm very grateful for Joy because Joy's got a marvellous audience and people who are compassionate. So I'm very grateful for this invitation to say something on the show.
Well, we're very happy to have you here, Father Bob. And as you know, it's not just food and shelter that you have been supplying to the people of Melbourne for over 40 years. But what I found the best is what you do is create a connection for people who may be lost at the moment to basically show
lonely.
Them that...
God, they're lonely. Yes. But even the rich are lonely.
Well, and we talked about that a couple of weeks ago, that at the moment that's some of the bigger problems in the country.
Like loneliness, you know.
Yep.
And what we have to do is to try to, whatever about the politicians are trying to do, we, the community, we've got to try to, repair, if not in fact build a whole new society built on compassion, care and concern.
Well,
now, that means each one of us has to do our job, so you can't leave it to somebody else.
No, and that's correct. We've left it to the government too long. Nothing gets done. So we actually...
And the church has all gone to sleep. God love them.
Well, I mean, that's true, but we're trying to stay away from that. That always gets me in trouble when I bag the Catholic Church. But So what is the money going to? How much are you looking for today?
The money's going to go to... Well, we've got a couple of places. When we were extradited from parish precinct, it means we had no space to do our job. So I grabbed the foundation as if I'd grabbed me baby, left the precinct as directed and went down the road. I had to move into a premises that's very, very, very expensive, but it's an office and it's a place where I can live. Down further, the other end of town, we've got a warehouse where we can store food and we can store clothing and people can go there 5 days a week and pick up a bag of groceries to complement their pantry. So it's the basics. It's the basics of food, but also of what we call it, contact.
Contact.
Connections. We need people to feel as though they're connected.
You know what I mean?
Definitely. Well, look, Father Bob, we're coming into winter. It's very cold, and this is the time that you really do need a help. We are here today trying to raise $200,000 for Father
Bob. $200,000 will keep us going for a fair while. And
exactly.
Then Mr. what's his name? Mr. Shorten.
Oh, yes, good old Billy.
He's elected. He said, I'll give it $200,000.
Well,
that's nice.
Well, that's really good. I mean, that's an important thing. We are all off to vote this week, and we should be voting with our hearts. Father Bob, if people want to donate to you today, which we all definitely do, how can we donate?
www.fatherbobs.com.
That's correct. Look, we're going to put a link up on our social so people will be able to follow. Father Bob, you have been a champion of Melbourne now for over 40 years. Look, it's time that Melbourne got back behind Father Bob because he's been there for everybody and he's been helping everybody. So it's time we got together behind you and helped you.
And Joy's Tribe, I love Joy's Tribe because they've got a flag to fly and they've got a statement to make and I'm with you.
Thank you, Father Bob. We're with you for sure. Look, thank you, everyone. Remember, today is to raise $200,000 for the Father Bob Foundation. We all know it there in South Melbourne, how important it is. We'll put the link on our page. Look, a cup of coffee, everyone. Give up your morning coffee and give a couple of bucks to Father Bob, and it keeps us going.
At www.fatherbobs.com. Thank you so much, Father Bob, for your time.
Thank you.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.